Next application is case number 11181, the application of Scruff LLC, also to be called Papa Grande, being north of Route 54, also known as Lighthouse Road, being east of Bennett Avenue, and being lots 13 through 15 within Glen Acres Development, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 5-33, map 20.19, parcels 91, 92, 93, and 99. Requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot. This application, or the site, has been subject to a couple of variances. In 1989, more specifically on July 17th, there were front and rear yard variances granted, and case number was 3923. On June 6th of 91, there was a variance granted for the through lot to the front, case number 4397. And on March 16th of 09, there was a front yard variance on case number 10360 on the same site. I received no letters in support of or in opposition to this application by any agency or individual to date. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, sir.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Adam Gerber. I'm here on behalf of Mr. Matt Haley, who's the principal of Scruff LLC, doing business as Papa Grande's. If I may, I have just a couple exhibits to hand out.
But be more specific, gentlemen, too, that this is a request for a 42.83 variance from a required 60-foot front yard setback for a proposed deck on a through lot, and requesting a 59.64-foot variance from a required 60-foot front yard setback for an existing deck, again on a through lot.
Okay.
Thank you. And I also have some drawings. I only have four copies, I apologize, but they could be helpful in just getting a picture of the lot itself.
I think we have that, don't we? We have that, I think, in our... All right. Yeah, I think we have that.
My client has applied for a variance from the setback requirements in order to expand an existing deck on the lot, sort of on the east side of the lot. He's looking to slightly expand the deck in order to allow room for a handicapped ramp and also to install a second floor deck to allow for a method of egress, which has been required by the fire marshal. As you'll notice from the drawings I've submitted, there is an existing deck, as I mentioned, and my client just wants to modify this deck slightly. He's requesting permission for modifying, for expanding that deck, and then putting a deck that wraps around two sides of the building in the corner, as shown on the Exhibit A that just shows a section of the drawing, but shows in more detail the actual proposed expansion. Yeah, there, sorry, didn't allow it. This property is actually adjacent to Mr. Haley's restaurant, Catch 54, so part of the setback requirements are almost null in that the setback would be adjacent to the property owned by Mr. Haley, which houses Catch 54, another of his restaurants. I'll be presenting testimony shortly to substantiate that all the required criteria for approval of a variance have been met as follows. Uniqueness. In this case, the land, the lots, or lots, are unique in that they're an odd shape. It's a bunch of lots strung together. It's quite narrow, and it is a through lot, which makes it difficult in this case because there are front yard setbacks of 60 feet for both sides, as you'll see on the drawings there. So it is unique in that it's a through lot and an unusual shape of a lot. There is unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty in this case in that unless the proposed expansion of the deck is permitted, my client will not be able to open the restaurant. He is required to have that method of egress and also the handicap ramp, where there is no handicap ramp at this point. The property cannot be otherwise developed in that, as I said before, it does need that handicap ramp. In order to open the restaurant that he intends to open, which is a Mexican restaurant, he will have to have some method of egress and some handicap ramp to make this property both safe and accessible to the patrons. In addition, there is some element of undue hardship in that Mr. Haley will be at a competitive disadvantage if he's not permitted to have a deck for this property, because the other restaurants in the area do have decks, including his restaurant, Catch 54. They have decks for patrons to eat on, and if he's not allowed to have a deck, that will put him at a competitive disadvantage. This situation, the nonconformity that exists, is fairly significant, but it was not created by my client. My client acquired the property in 2011, and the building was already there, as was the deck that exists. So he's really not trying to expand much beyond what is already there, just slightly expanding the deck, not changing the building. In fact, as he will testify, he has taken some significant steps to improve the property, actually knocking down a significant part of the structure to open up the lot and provide some more parking. So he has already done quite a bit, but this is the minimum he needs for his restaurant. As I said, he did not create this nonconformity. It was already there, and he's just looking to slightly expand the deck as necessary. This proposed expansion will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As Kim Hamer, a real estate agent in the area, will testify, the proposed variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. As I mentioned before, actually, Mr. Haley owns part of the adjacent property for his restaurant, Catch 54. Finally, Ms. Hamer will testify that the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. In fact, having this restaurant, improving basically a vacant building there, will improve the whole character of the neighborhood and provide a nice amenity for the individuals who live in that area. As I mentioned before, this is the minimum variance required. Mr. Haley must have the handicap ramp, and he's really just expanding the existing deck slightly on the first floor to allow for the handicap ramp. And he does need the method of egress from the second floor, so that's why he is asking to slightly expand and put in the second floor deck to allow the stairs to come down. I would now like to call Mr. Haley just to reiterate some of the things I have said, if he may testify. Mr. Haley?
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Matthew Haley, 7 Leeds Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Mr. Haley, can you please tell me your profession or your business?
I'm in the restaurant business.
How many restaurants do you currently own and operate?
Own and or operate, I think, over 20.
How long have you worked in the food industry?
Since I was a kid.
I mentioned Catch 54 earlier. Do you own Catch 54?
Yes.
And where is the restaurant Catch 54 in relation to the property that we're discussing tonight?
It's right next to it. I mean, they connect.
They are adjacent.
Yeah.
Do you have a deck on Catch 54?
Two.
Do most of the restaurants in the area, to your knowledge, have decks?
Yes.
What's the name of the restaurant you're preparing to open?
Papa Grande's.
Approximately when did you acquire this property?
I think a few years ago, 3-4 years ago.
And when you acquired the property, did it already have a deck attached to it?
Yes.
Attached to the deck that's still there currently?
Yes.
Have you expanded the building itself in any way?
No.
Have you actually taken down some of the building?
Yes.
Can you describe exactly what you did to take
down? Took down a building on the west side to increase the parking.
I'd like to turn your attention to the request for the variance subject tonight. Can you describe to me just briefly what you were asking approval to do with the deck and the stairway?
Basically, I'm just doing what the architect and the fire marshal kind of designed, which is what we needed to have to be able to have egress and access upstairs and downstairs per the fire marshal. And, you know, just trying to beautify the area. I mean, since I bought the property, the marina, Catch 54, and that, I think we've done a great job of beautifying the area and cleaning it up a lot. It was kind of a mess when we got there. So we want to build a great restaurant. That's what we've been doing in Sussex County for a while, is just doing good things, employing people, building businesses, and getting involved with the community. And so I don't think I've never had to stand up here in front of you guys and ask for anything. And so I guess that's a good thing. You know, but, you know, we just want to build a great restaurant and get it open, get it open right, get it open safe, you know, and be a positive member of the community.
Let me just, for the purpose of the visual aid, let me just ask you to point out on this drawing exactly where the Catch 54 property is. and where the proposed deck would be on this drawing.
Yeah, I can't, oh, over here, this is catch 54 right here, and it just connects right in here, and then we have the marina.
And this is the proposed area of the deck that you...
Yeah, just right here.
Thank you.
I have no further questions for Mr. Haley. The board members have questions.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board for Mr. Haley? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Rickers?
No.
Okay.
There's no. I've got one question.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Haley, you heard Mr. Gerber's presentation to the board? Did you hear Mr. Gerber's presentation to the board? Can you?
Yes.
Yes. Do you swear or affirm that that testimony is true and correct?
Yes.
I'd like to now briefly call Mr. Robert Rollins, the architect.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Rollins, 31833 Dexter Court, Del Mar, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rollins. I'll try to keep this brief. Can you please state your occupation?
I'm an architect with Moonlight Architecture in Lewis, Delaware.
How long have you worked in that field?
In the architecture field? Since 89.
Are you familiar with the project known as Papa Grande's Restaurant?
Yes, I am.
What work did you, or what involvement did you have with that project?
Our firm was hired to design.
So are you familiar with the handicap ramp that's been mentioned so far in this proceeding?
Yes.
And is it your opinion that it is necessary to expand the existing deck to accommodate that handicap ramp?
By code, you're required to provide access for people in wheelchairs, handicap, in order to meet in order for them to enter the building, they would have to go up a ramp because there's about a 30-inch differential from finished floor to finished grade.
Now I'd like to turn your attention to the second floor deck and really stairway. Is that necessary method of egress from the building?
Well, you're required to have two exits out of the second floor on each floor. And there is an existing stair in the middle of the building, but it's non-conforming, and it would have to be enclosed, which would eat up the whole square footage of the restaurant. So the option was to put it as close to the building as possible, the stairs.
In your opinion, would Mr. Haley be able to open the restaurant if there's no handicap accessible ramp or method of egress from the second floor?
To the best of my knowledge, no.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
No.
Nope. No. Thank you.
I would now like to call Kim Hamer, a real estate agent in the area.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kim Hamer, 55 Bay Reach, Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hamer. Can you please state your occupation?
Realtor.
And how long have you been a realtor?
15 years, since 1998.
In what general geographic region do you primarily work?
Fenwick, Bethany, Rehoboth, Lewis.
Are you familiar with the project, this restaurant known as Papa Grande's?
Yes.
Are you familiar with where it's located?
Yes.
So you're familiar with the real estate in that general area?
Mm-hmm.
In your professional opinion, will the expansion of the deck as proposed this evening alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No.
In your opinion, will the expansion of the deck permanently or substantially impair the appropriate use or development of the property adjacent to the restaurant?
No.
Do you think that the deck expansion of the deck will be detrimental in any way to the public welfare?
No, I think it will enhance the neighborhood.
Can you elaborate briefly on how you think it will
enhance? Most of my clients like to be able to walk to amenities, restaurants, coffee shops. I think it's a value added in improving the property and the look of that area.
Now, coincidentally, do you happen to own any restaurants yourself?
I do.
Do you believe it's valuable for a restaurant to have a deck?
Yes, one of our restaurants has a deck, and it's very popular when it's nice out.
Do you happen to know if any of the other restaurants in this area near Papa Grande's have decks?
Yes.
Do you believe that Mr. Haley would be at a competitive disadvantage if you're not allowed to have some sort of deck on his restaurant?
Definitely. Needs the deck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
Are there any questions from members of the board?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
My final witness is Mr. Herbert Heinrichs.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yeah, Herb Heinrichs, 26396 Pine Cone Drive, Mills Grove, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Heinrichs, what is your profession?
I'm a contractor, builder.
Are you working on Papa Grande's restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Are you familiar with the proposed expansion to the deck and adding the stairway?
Yes, I am.
Is it your professional opinion that the ramp is necessary in order to allow this restaurant to open, the handicap ramp?
Absolutely.
And is the stairway from the second floor deck also necessary?
Yeah, necessary for the egress.
For egress.
Right.
So in order to make the restaurant safe and accessible, both the handicap ramp and the stairway are necessary?
That's correct.
Do you believe the proposed expansions are reasonable to accommodate both the ramp and the stairway?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Thank you. That's all my questions.
Okay.
Thank you, members of the board. That's all the testimony statements I have. Unless there are any further questions.
Yeah, any further questions from members of the board?
No.
No. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Okay. Hearing that, no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two, three, four, five. Okay. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11181 for the following reasons. Did you all watch television with the senator? He took a drink, remember, when he was making this speech? Never mind. Went over, right? It certainly is, the lot is certainly unique in the shape, and it's with a 60-foot overlay for setback. To be back 60 feet, it certainly falls into the uniqueness in the shape of the lot and the requirement of a handicap ramp, and the fire marshal's requirements certainly fit into that uniqueness. There is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County zoning ordinance. Is a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. The unnecessary hardship is not created by the applicant, by the shape of the lot, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. We've had testimony that we've got restaurants all around there. And the request is the minimum that will afford relief for the applicant.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards. And a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11181. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11181 is approved. Yes, sir.